Confidence, calm, and clutch. These aren't just cool words for a t-shirt or for the book that I wrote. These are the traits that define athletes who don't just survive pressure moments, they thrive in them. And in this episode, I'm going to break down what it really means to be confident, calm, and clutch, not just in sports, but in school, in life, and anything really that you care about. Okay. So we're going to dive in deep into the hardest and most valuable skills of all, which is being clutch in big moments. And you'll walk away with simple ways to train for pressure, even without a crowd watching. Welcome to Confident, Calm, and Clutch Car Ride Conversations. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you are heading to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. So let's dive in. So, you may or may not be aware that I wrote a book called Confident, Calm, and Clutch. It really focused more towards high school athletes and experiencing who are starting to really prioritize sport or have decided that sport is something that they wanted to excel at. And what I did in that book is I really broke down those three main components and gave core skills and tools to help any athlete be more confident, more calm, and more clutch. But something I don't think I actually did particularly well in the book was talk about why those three core attributes are something that you actually need as an athlete. I get asked every now and then of like, why did you name your book that? Confident, Calm, and Clutch. And for me, it really came down to, in my own experiences as an athlete, in my training as a sports psychology professional, in my exposure to elite athletes and elite performers in the army with my day-to-day job, it solidified for me that those were the core traits that when I think about the most successful people that I've either been around, been on teams with, or just enjoyed watching as a fan myself, the Derek Jeters of the world, the Michael Jordans of the world. Right, they had very core traits that enabled them to excel and be great in those contexts. And so for me, those three C's of confident, calm, and clutch encapsulated for me what it meant to be a great athlete. And I do believe that these qualities really help you not just on a field, on a court as an athlete, but they're core attributes that you need to be a successful human as well. And so that's why I chose them. For me, confidence is really all about your belief in yourself to handle the moment, to be able to do a task. It's built through reps, through reflection, through resilience. And it enables you to bounce back after mistakes because you're coachable, you understand that you're learning and developing, and that you can always get a little bit better. And people who have that kind of confidence and trust in themselves inevitably grow and develop more effectively than folks who don't have that confidence, and they perform better because you have to have a belief in yourself. Not have to, but it goes a lot better. You're more likely to perform at your best when you're operating for confidence. Calm to me is not just a physiological sensation. Yes, it's the ability to control your body, but it's also the ability to control your mind under pressure. That it's not the absence of nervousness, but it's managing those nerves to make it work for you, not against you. And it helps you make better decisions and stay in the present because you're able to be focused on the right things at the right time. And so when I'm saying calm, I'm not just saying of your body, but I'm also saying of your mind. Okay. And I'll share more about how to be calm later on my last episode, number 27, talked a little bit, a couple ways on how to manage your nerves. I'll do more in the future. But today, I really wanted to focus on being clutch. And that's going to be the core of today's topic. And when I say clutch, I'm talking about people who like perform well under pressure. They're the someone that other people trust in big moments of the game. Right? I grew up primarily in the 90s, and the Yankees were on a winning tear during that time. And for me, watching Derek Jeter play, like, he's not necessarily flashy, but obviously a very skilled player, but he just was always in the right place at the right time. And he could get that dink hit. Like, for whatever reason, he's just one of those people that if he was up at the bottom of the ninth with two outs and bases loaded, I'm not even a Yankees fan, and I was worried for the other team because it's like, man, this dude just has that ability to come through when it matters. And so being clutch is not about being perfect. It doesn't mean that you're never going to be unsuccessful in high pressure moments. Nobody's 100% perfect. Like Michael Jordan, Derek Jeter, Kobe Bryant, like all these people obviously still failed in big moments, but they were more successful than not. Okay. And most importantly, they were the people that their teammates were happy to give the ball to in big pressure moments. And so that when I say clutch, that's what I mean is that you embrace pressure and you keep showing up, even if you have failed in big moments before. It doesn't detract from your trust in yourself to take that big shot or to have the bat in your hands or to be the person that the game relies on. Clutch. That's what it means to me. And I think you would all probably agree that if you watch your favorite players, they've got that capacity, right? And so this, as I mentioned, being clutch is not just a sports thing. Yes, it helps you in sport. So you become a trusted teammate, somebody your teammates can rely on. You're that competitor that always makes it interesting with the game on the line. And that matters, right? To have that ability to really dive in and excel in those pressure moments. Like it matters in sport, obviously. But it's relevant at school too. So most of you folks listening are youth sport athletes and or parents and coaches of youth sport athletes. Well, your kids are still in school for the foreseeable future, and they experience pressure moments in school too. Taking tests, important exams, AP tests, SAT tests, giving a presentation. Maybe they're in theater or student government and they have to give a speech. Filling out applications, right, for college or just for a job, going in a job interview, okay? I guess that's more of a life skill. Anyway, so your life has pressure moments, and that's true whether you're in sport or out of sport. And so if we can teach kids how to handle pressure in sport, the goal is that they can start to transfer that to their school life and their regular life, okay? Again, if you're going to a job interview, you have to have a tough conversation with a loved one. Maybe you need to have a conversation with your best friend who maybe they treated you poorly recently and you didn't appreciate it and you need to have a conversation about it. For most people, that's pretty scary. That's a tough moment. That's a hard, pressure-filled conversation. And if you can know how to take those same skills that you use on the field and apply it to the conversation to own the moment, maybe you'll be much more effective in that conversation, okay? So clutch, being clutch, is training your brain to stay focused on the right things at the right time, especially when stakes feel high, when it feels like that moment is really important. Okay? But believe it or not, this is something that you can train. This is not something that you just hope you have it or you don't. There's actionable, purposeful things that you can do to help yourself be more clutch in these pressure moments that you experience in your life. And so, one of the first things that you can do is actually practice being in pressure moments, okay? Specifically in a sport context, this means that when you're at practice and when you're in training and when you're taking, if you do personal lessons like hitting or pitching or conditioning workouts or whatever, actually embedding into that practice at some point pressure moments, right? Having to compete against your teammate to win some sort of game. Or, I know for us, usually I played softball, if you didn't catch that at any point listening to this podcast. But when you do scrimmages at practice, or when you do mock at bats where it's a 2-2 count and you're going against your live pitcher, and you do things like, okay, there's runners at second and third. So now the defense is in pressure because that's a big deal, having runners at second and third with a 2-2 count. Then as a hitter, that's also a big deal. And so literally taking time to create pressure moments in training and practicing those things. So maybe as a basketball player, that's putting yourself on the free throw line, and there's some sort of consequence that if I miss, I have to run a certain amount, or my teammates have to do push-ups or something along those lines. Maybe as a tennis player, you practice serving match points and taking that final swing or your final serve, imagining that this is a match point and that you got to get it in or something along those lines. So what you're trying to do is create, if I make this, then we win type of scenarios, or if I miss, there's consequences, and whatever that looks like for whatever sport you play. And the goal here is you don't have to wait for real pressure situations to practice handling pressure. In fact, the more you'll be significantly more likely to be able to handle game pressure if you've trained yourself to handle it in practice. Okay. And so there's a really famous military saying that you don't rise to the level of the moment, you fall to the level of your training. And what that means is that you can't expect yourself to excel or be suddenly good at a technique or something under pressure if you haven't mastered it when there's no pressure in the game, okay? So you fall to the level of your training. And so if you're going to fall to the level of your training, you want to make sure that you've trained for pressure moments, that you've put yourself in those moments where the game, the quote unquote game, was on the line, okay? So practice that. Literally put yourself in pressure situations. And you can do that in a lot of different ways. If you need help with that, email me or get in touch with me and I'll help give you ideas, okay? Another really great way is sometimes as an athlete, you can't always control the practice environment in the sense that, coaches are the ones designing practice. Now, if you're a parent or coach listening to this, make sure you build that into your practice plan. But for the athlete yourself, you don't always get to control what's happening at practice. And so the next best thing is to visualize and mentally rehearse, mentally practice being in pressure situations. And specifically focusing on that emotional intensity of the moment, okay? And so this could be something as simple as maybe you're lying in bed at night, and that might get you ramped up. Anyway, like you're lying in bed in whatever sport you play. I played softball, so I'll give an example of that. You're starting to imagine, all right, the game is on the line, it's the bottom of the seventh inning, I'm up to the plate, and there's two runners on. And I'm facing one of the top pitchers in the country. How am I going to battle? All right, it's 2-2. I'm just going through the scenario in my head and putting myself in that emotionally intense moment of being there and learning and practicing managing my body, managing my thought process, getting a mental rep of being in a pressure situation. And I heard one of the funniest stories of people who really do this well. Recently, I was listening to the New Heights podcast with the Kelce brothers, and they were interviewing Ben Affleck. And essentially, you could go hear the story directly from him. But the premise of the story was that Ben Affleck was on vacation somewhere where Tom Brady was also there. And Ben Affleck, being a Boston guy, super Tom Brady fan, they struck up a conversation. And Tom Brady's like, hey, you want to go play catch with me? And so they're playing catch. Ben Affleck's running some routes for Tom so he can keep his arm fresh, whatever that is. But at the end of it, Ben starts telling this story about how Tom's, all right, Ben, we got 30 seconds left. It is the fourth quarter. We're in the Super Bowl. If we don't make the third and long, if we don't make this play, we lose. We don't win the Super Bowl. And Tom Brady talked it up to this point, and it's really funny to hear Ben Affleck talk about the scenario. He's like, all right, I just need you to run a route, and I'm gonna put it. Just keep your hands out. And he talks through it, and apparently Tom Brady made the throw. Ben caught it, and they like celebrated it as if it was the Super Bowl. And to hear Ben talk about it, the way Tom Brady set the stage, Ben literally felt like he had just won a Super Bowl. And when you think about Tom Brady's success, he was on vacation throwing passes to a actor. Okay? There was no Super Bowl anywhere. Like, this was not in any way realistic. But this speaks to why he was probably such an amazing player under pressure and won so many Super Bowls and was such a huge clutch player, is that because he takes every moment he can to visualize those high pressure scenarios, to mentally rehearse, what am I going to do in this moment? How am I going to breathe and control my body? How am I going to stay focused? What is that actually going to feel like when I make that throw? And you can do that as an athlete, right? You can rehearse and think about things like that. Okay. And so those are probably the two biggest things that you can do for yourself as an athlete. Literally put yourself in pressure situations and practice, and then mentally rehearse pressure situations on your own. Okay. Now, it's important that you still reflect. So after pressure situations and practice, or after you're kind of imagining it in your head, is you want to think about, or even just anytime you face real pressure situations in life, whether it's after a game, maybe you've just taken a quiz in class, maybe you just had to make a speech in your life, is literally process and think about how did I do, right? What helped me stay composed? What threw me off? What would I do differently? And so taking the natural pressure moments that already exist in your life, and after you experience them, asking a few questions to reflect can be really helpful to help you learn how to better deal with those pressure moments. Okay. So you also want to connect back. What helps you be clutch in any given moment is also building your capacity to be confident and calm, right? The first two words of the three C's, right? First two C's of the three C's. Yes, confident, calm, clutch. Anyway, you get the idea. And so if you need help with confidence, the last three episodes of this podcast went through it already, I believe, 25, 26, and 27. So please go back to those. You'll get some tidbits on how to be more confident and calm. And I will also, in the future, focus more on how to continue to stay calm under pressure. We'll focus on that specifically. All right. Now, I want to get into some conversation and make sure that you're having an opportunity to talk through this. But if I could ask you before we get into the conversation, if you're enjoying this podcast, if you could do me a huge favor and leave a review. And the reason that's so important is one, it helps the podcast just gain a footing and show up in more people's searches. And it also gives me information about what episodes and what things that you're actually appreciating about this show. So if you have the moment, I would really appreciate you giving a review. But let's dive in. Let's get to talking. All right. So, again, a quick reminder is that there are no wrong answers. You can take turns talking and listening. Try to minimize the distractions as best you can. And remember that you can listen to all of the questions and then answer them as you see fit, or you can pause after each individual question and discuss them as you go. All right. So, here is our first question today. What was the last time that you felt pressure, either in a game, a test, or a life moment? Okay. What happened and how did you handle it? So, this is both for parents and kids. Talk through the moment in your recent past that you felt pressure and how did you handle it? Second question, do you think being clutch means never getting nervous? Why or why not? Okay, question number three. What are one to two pressure scenarios that you could practice this week, either for real, so setting up a practice situation or some kind of mock pressure event, or just in your mind using visualization or mental rehearsal? So basically, you're thinking about what are very concrete ways this week that I can practice being in pressure situations. All right, and our final question of the day. What's something I, so I'm in speaking as if I'm your parent right now, what's something that I could help you do to practice pressure without adding more stress? Okay. So, kids, this is your parents asking you this. What could your parent do to help you practice pressure situations without driving you crazy? How about that? Okay, so talk about that as a family and discuss what that could look like. How could you practice these types of moments, even in your day-to-day lives together? All right, y'all, remember to keep this conversation rolling and let's make those car rides count. Thank you so much for joining me on Confident, Calm, and Clutch Car Ride Conversations. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with at least one other parent or coach who you think could benefit from this episode. If you're looking for more weekly tips and mindset shifts and conversational prompts that can help you and or your athlete stay confident, calm, and clutch, please subscribe to my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And if you have any suggestions for future topics that you'd like to hear me discuss on this podcast, there is a link in the show notes to give me a little bit of feedback. Tell me what you want to talk about, what you want to hear from me. Or you could always DM me at VAlstonCoaching on Facebook or Instagram. I absolutely look forward to hearing from you and continuing these conversations as we go. Have a great day.